Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, happy President's Day, everyone. Tom Giordano, live and local. Holiday or not, doesn't matter. And we have great guests lined up, too. Jason Benham is one of the Benham brothers. You may remember that huge real estate show that they were involved in. And then the all-out attack because of their religious views. And then they're bouncing back from that. Twin brothers graduated Liberty University, played minor league baseball. I think I interviewed them on their book around that. Founded a real estate company that prepared foreclosed homes for resale. HGTV hired them, the star, in the new home improvement show, Flip It Forward. Canceled the show just before it premiered because of their personal beliefs about same-sex marriage and abortion. I didn't know about the abortion part. They're the authors of Whatever the Cost, Living Among Lions, Miracle in Shreveport. I think I interviewed one of the Benhams on. They joined us. Jason Benham joins us here to talk about their new book, Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. Jason's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jason, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on with somebody from Philly.
Well, I don't remember, or I think our listeners remember the whole deal and how difficult that had to be, all the gearing up for the show. I didn't know that abortion was part of it. We knew about the same-sex marriage part.
Yes, it certainly was. You know, and it's interesting. It had nothing to do with our beliefs. You know, my brother and I have held the biblical beliefs and biblical values for, I mean, ever since we gave our hearts to Jesus when we were 12. It had nothing to do with about our biblical beliefs. It had everything to do with the fact that we were vocal about those beliefs. And specifically, we had been vocal, and here we were in 2010, 2011, very successful businessmen, and we were vocal about our strong stand for pro-life and our strong stand for pro-marriage. And it was those two things that some groups really pressed in on HGTV. And really put pressure on them. But HG knew what our beliefs were. And to be honest, we had several people at HG and our production company, even our agents who were the Kardashians agents, that said, hey, a lot of us believe like you guys do. We just don't really talk about it.
And wait a minute, Jason. You said a really nugget there. So you had the Kardashian agents for the Benhams. That's interesting.
Isn't that funny? Yeah,
it is, to put it mildly. I love stuff like that. So yeah. the premise of the new book, and I love the Shreveport book, but the premise of the new book is what? Is it resiliency coming from that, you know, sort of attack when you're going to have a prime show? You're already successful, but all that went into that to be taken away just because of your beliefs. Is that the premise of the book?
Well, the premise of the book is to really encourage Christians, and really, you don't even have to be a Christian, but we encourage specifically Christians, because we're believers, to stand strong in today's cultural craziness. But the reason why we wrote the book wasn't just to help people stand strong, but was to show them that when you do stand boldly for what you believe in, there are ditches on both sides of the road. On the one side, you can stand boldly but not have a spirit of brokenness about you, and then you're going to become a bully. And what we mean by broken is submitted to God in a spirit of humility where you love all people. You just don't love all their ideas. You know, my dad used to say that only the broken horses are fit to pull the king's chariot. And so that's what we mean by broken. So you've got the ditch on one side. You know, people will stand strong, but yet they're just bullies. They're treating people bad, and they're screaming and hollering, and they're just fuming at the mouth. It doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. You can just be a bully. Now, on the other side, there's another ditch over there, and this is where a lot of mainline Christians find themselves, is where you are broken over your own sin, and you're submitted to God, and you've got a spirit of humility about you. But brokenness apart from boldness makes a bystander. And so that's where we would say that a lot of Christians find themselves today. They're mm-hmm. on that side. They just don't want to stand bold because they're too scared. What we would say.
Yeah, Jason, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to get to court. Does the book, though, talk about, and I thought you were going there a little bit, of being an upstander versus a bystander, but not beating people over the head with it. In other words, you and your brother, by the way you live and the way that you talk about this, but I don't see you guys as annoying people all the time either.
Oh, no, there's no reason to do that. I mean, we still run our real estate companies.
Right.
We've sold over 32,000 houses nationwide we have sold. And you don't do that going out and telling people, oh, I won't sell your house unless you promise that you'll only get married to a woman or a man. Or what? We don't even talk like that. We just do doggone good business.
Mm-hmm.
And in living like that, it opens the door for people to want to know, hey, what fuels you?
There you
know?
Go.
And then
exactly.
We talk about the scripture, and you know, so we're invited into these conversations. And the problem comes is when we're invited into these conversations and then we share our beliefs, then we get in trouble for it. And it's like, wait, America isn't like that. I don't have to, you know, when I go to 7-Eleven and there's a Hindu behind the counter working it, I don't sit there and say, I'm not going to shop at 7-Eleven because you don't believe like I do as a Christian. Oh, come on. That's not what America's built on. And so, but that's why we wrote this book, was to help Christians recognize that when you stand boldly, which means, look, I'm not backing down from my faith. I'm not going out there and blasting people. But when you stand boldly on a foundation of brokenness, being fueled by brokenness, you become a bridge between heaven and earth. And you become the answer to the prayer that Jesus teaches us to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done mm-hmm. on earth as it is in heaven. We bridge that gap.
Well, you have to, by somebody who's gone through it too, to see the craziness going on in Virginia, both on infanticide and issues like that. Just think, in today's environment, could the two of you, were there other TV offers or other media offers? Because you guys are very successful in real estate, but you have a great ability to write, and you have a vast audience out there. No one else has approached you?
We have had a few approach us, but I'm just telling you, you know, the thought mafia back in 2014 did such a good job of painting a dastardly picture about my brother and I that our image seems toxic to a lot of these networks. And, you know, we're not out trying to get a show. We just want to be faithful, you know, faithful dads, faithful husbands, mm-hmm. faithful workers. And if God brings a show, so be it. But most people have stayed away from us. And here's what's most I could say upsetting. It's not upsetting to me, but it's kind of grieving, is that we've had several big, you know, ministries that you've even heard the name of that we were a part of, partnered with, they were going to have us come speak, that canceled us and basically said, look, we need to create distance from you and your brother because your images are too toxic. And each time that happened, David and I said, okay, can you just tell me what we said that was wrong? And if we said it in the wrong spirit,
right.
anything, please correct us. We are brothers in Christ. We want you to correct us. We will humbly submit to your authority in this area. Please show us and reveal it. And every one of them said, no, you haven't done anything wrong. It's just the perception.
Wow.
And so we have come to realize that perception is not reality. Truth is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm so focused on how I'm perceived, I'm going to miss the truth. And people will miss the truth. And that truth is the only thing that sets people free.
Well, your persona to me, and I think to our listeners, Bold and Broken is your book, certainly doesn't come across in just reading through the book of someone who is going to be attacking other people or anything, or even allowing that, whatever the personal beliefs are in abortion and same-sex marriage, to filter in toward what you guys are great at doing, real estate, and opening up lives for people. I'm amazed. After this number of years, usually people get a shot at redemption.
Well, for sure. And, you know, we don't know what God is going to do, but all we know is that God has called us to be faithful and to continue to stand. I mean, you know, Matthew 5 tells us that when you're following Jesus, and Jesus says with his own words, blessed are you when people persecute you and falsely accuse you because of my name. That false accusation, so many people in Christianity run from that today, where they don't want someone to believe something about you that's not true. And so we run from that. But Jesus, with his own word, said, when you've stood for me, and then people believe something about you that's not true about you, you are blessed. And so David and I just have to hold on to that and go, you know what, regardless of what they may think, we know who we are, and we know that what we did was to stand for the Lord, and other people may think things. And the cool thing about this book, though, is we get real raw in it to show you that, look, we're not just these bald guys that did everything right. We show you where we failed. We have failed on several occasions in not standing boldly for the Lord. We tell you the repercussions of what happened because of that.
Absolutely. It's a great book and a great help. Jason, thank you. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia again.
Thank you for your time. Love me some Philadelphia Eagles.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.